On this day, June 6, 1944, D-Day, what was probably the largest coordinated landing on enemy shores begins. Let's get started. On this day, June 6, 1944, Operation Overlord, D-Day. Some of my favorite movies are about D-Day. There was 1962's The Longest Day, starring John Wayne and Robert Mitchum. Actually, everybody's in that movie. If you haven't seen it, you gotta see it. Literally, every star, major star of the day is in that movie. And then there came 1998's Saving Private Ryan. Now, that movie gave me a sense of the horrors of the D-Day landings. The beach scene was so realistic, it left a lasting impression on me. And then there came the HBO series Band of Brothers in 2001. I remember watching that series while recovering from spinal surgery. I watched all 10 episodes. It really gave me a sense of the characters involved in the war, their brotherhood. The people came alive to me. I was interested in their personal stories, and I loved how these men of different backgrounds came together as one in their common cause. It was a great story. But let's talk about D-Day itself. In January of 1944, General Eisenhower was put in charge of forces in England to make preparations to invade Europe by way of crossing the English Channel. His orders were as follows. You will enter the continent of Europe and, in conjunction with other United Nations, undertake operations aimed at the heart of Germany and the destruction of her armed forces. Simple to the point. Now, the exact date of the invasion couldn't be picked until the last moment, and the weather was terrible that first week of June. Waves in the channel were really high. German generals were so confident that there was no possible way Americans would attack in such conditions, they decided to go on a trip to conduct map exercises, a kind of war games. But Ike finally made his decision. Operation Overlord was a go. Now, four airborne divisions were sent behind enemy lines hours before the ground invasion of Normandy. There was the U.S. 82nd All-American, the U.S. 101st Screaming Eagles, then there was the British 6th and the British 1st. By the way, the Brits should have had the same marketing guy that the Americans had because the American names were so much cooler. All-American Screaming Eagles, right? Sorry, my British friends. Our names were just cooler. Anyway, their combined goals were to secure the western and eastern flanks of the beachheads from German flank attacks. Basically, their goal was to pave the way for the invasion forces the best they could. Now, on June 5th, 1946, the British gliders and the U.S. C-47s, really neat planes, took off to drop paratroopers behind enemy lines to fulfill their missions. Now, the drops took place after midnight on June 6th, and it was a mess. Paratroopers missed their targets and were scattered all over the place. The main invasion force was to land by dawn, but most of the airborne's objectives weren't met yet. However, there was an upside to the failed drops. The Germans were confused. Since the Allied soldiers were scattered all over the place, the Germans had no idea where the Americans were concentrated or what their plan was. And to add to the German confusion, the French resistance cut telephone lines, which made it even more difficult for German HQ to figure out what was happening. They didn't know if it was an invasion or a diversion. Plus, the German commanders, the best of them, were away playing war games, as we already talked about. Well, finally, the main force arrived that morning, and the men came ashore. And we've seen the scenes played out on TV and gazed at the photographs, and we marveled at what took place on that day. So on this day, June 6th, 1944, what was probably the largest coordinated landing on enemy shores began. The massive force included about 5,000 ships. The landing crafts brought over 175,000 men ashore. One of the most stirring scenes in the HBO series Band of Brothers was when the C-47s carrying the paratroopers to their pre-invasion tasks fly over the channel. And there's a scene where a man sits in the doorway looking down onto the ocean and you can see the countless ships below. It's a breathtaking scene. It's in the first episode of Band of Brothers. And then there's a scene in the movie The Longest Day where a destroyer commander is telling a subordinate about the significance of what was happening. He says this with wonder. Every dot on the radar represents a ship. You got battle wagons, cruisers, destroyers, minesweepers. You got assault craft of every size and every type. Biggest amount the world has ever known. Here. You remember it. Remember every bit of it. Because we are on the eve of a day people are going to talk about long after we are dead and gone. D-Day was a vicious day for those involved. According to one tally, on June 6, 1944, 2,499 Americans were killed and 1,914 from the other Allied nations. That's a total of 4,413 dead on a single day. This landing set the stage for ultimate victory in Europe. On this day, June 6, 1944, Operation Overlord commenced.